Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
There's a different concept in banking that's gaining some popularity. It's called time banking. It's not about how to live longer. Rather, it's a moneyless exchange of services. At a time bank, when you work for an hour performing a service for someone, you're credited with one time dollar. You can spend those time dollars toward hundreds of different services offered by other members of the time bank. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov logged a few hours with some time bankers and has this report.
We have some tilapia that was marinated and grilled in with sesame seeds and soy sauce.
Betsy Leondar-Wright of Arlington is packing up a sumptuous-smelling dinner for Jan Innes, a woman she barely knows in Cambridge.
Usually I just cook for Jan. She needs a steady cook, and I need steady time trade hours, so it's a very, very good arrangement.
For me, it's been a tremendous boon because I have some health issues that make it really difficult for me to do some things, but there's lots of things I can do for other people, and I can get the things I need from time trade.
Jan Innes needs cooked meals and rides to appointments, but what Innes has to offer, sewing primarily, Betsy Leondar-Wright doesn't need. What she needs is help with data entry and analysis for her sociology dissertation.
So I have saved so much time and tedium with all these great laid-off high-tech workers.
These great high-tech workers probably want a paying job, but are turning to the time trade circle to get things they need for free. The concept of banking time for services started more than 20 years ago and is in 25 states. The time trade circle in Greater Boston only started 4 years ago with 7 people. Its membership has grown significantly, doubling since the fall to more than 500 people. There are also time banks in Western Mass, Rockport, and Lynn. Time Trade Circle founder Catherine Ellen says rising unemployment has swelled enrollment.
People are losing jobs, feel they have more time than money. They want to do something that feels worthwhile. So for those people, I think it's sort of a complementary economy.
Where bartering is a one-to-one exchange, time banking is a circle with a website where you log your hours and choose from hundreds of services. But whether it's computer help, childcare, or hedge trimming, an hour is valued the same.
That's the big, big secret to having happy trades, is to communicate ahead of time. Ask all the questions, discuss the options.
At a recent orientation meeting for new time traders in Jamaica Plain, about 50 people showed up to enroll. They all had interesting services to offer.
I could offer being a local tour guide. I have a car, so I can offer rides, including to the airport.
I can offer Mexican food, Spanish lessons.
And I am happy to help people with fundraising and social networking skills.
I like helping older people, like taking them to doctor's appointments or wherever they need to.
After the orientation, everyone joined in a potluck dinner, which was like the crowd, primarily vegetarian, organic, and homemade. Looking around, Carol Moses, the orientation and outreach coordinator, said the time trade circle attracts community-minded people.
It's really an interesting spread. We see some very young people who are in green organizations or people who decide not to use cars. We also have retired people. We recently see people who are unemployed.
Such as Renee Toll Dubois from Cambridge, who will use the exchange to get things done for free. But she also likes that this bank builds a community.
Sitting in here and hearing people wanting to share, oh, I speak German, oh, world music sounds great, oh, food, and it got very exciting in here.
As the economy improves, time traders say they don't expect to cash out of the time bank. The online community they've discovered is like moving into a neighborhood where it's not socially awkward to ask for help, because you are contributing as well. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.